Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's time for the Dong Report.
The Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town. The Dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town.
Dongs, 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 dongs,
dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs,
dongs, okay, it is time for the last time until get back to next spring and next summer. It is time for our finale, our dong finale. As the sun sets in the 2025 MLB season, the sun also sets on the dongs. And we'll begin, as we always do, with Will Fleming out of context.
I want rainbows and lollipops all the time.
Amen, brother. Amen. I don't know what Will Fleming's doing right now, but I hope he's having a nice time. Maybe he's listening to the Dong Report. Let's go ahead and start with our Dong Kings of the postseason.
Speak up, sir. Speak up. We can't hear you.
We have a tie. A co-counsel of Dong Kings. As both Shohei Ohtani and Vlad Guerrero Jr. had 8 dongs each in the postseason. Behind them, a 3-way tie between Teoscar Hernandez, Cal Raleigh, Alejandro Kirk with 5 each, Julio Rodriguez and Michael Busch both had 4. Those are your Dong Kings, your top friends of the Dongs. One name stands alone in this one. That is Freddy Peralta of the Brewers. Yielded 5 Dongs in the postseason. Kevin Gausman, George Kirby, Louis Varland, Trey Savage, and Will Warren all surrendered 4. And in a big, big tie for a third with 3 each, Max Scherzer, Blake Snell, Hunter Green, Shane Bieber, Edward Bizzardo, and Shota Imanaga, who is about to be a free agent if he's not already. Is he already a free agent now, or is he about to be?
They declined his option. He's going to be a free agent.
There you go. For the Red Sox, their postseason dong footprint, very small. One dong struck. It was struck off the bat of Trevor Story.
Love Story, baby, just say yes.
And 2 dongs were allowed, one by Brian Baio, the other by the war pig himself, Garrett Crochet. All right, that out of the way. Let's get to some notable dongs of the playoffs.
I want to be the alpha.
So do I. For this, we're going to go name by name. And when you talk about dongs in the postseason this year, one name dominates all the rest of them, and that name is Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani had multiple notable dongs, including his double dong game in game 1 of the wild card round against the Cincinnati Reds. He, of course, had the triple dong game 4 of the NLCS, making him the first player to to hit 3 dongs and strike out 10 opponents in a playoff game. And, of course, in Game 3 of the World Series, another double dong game for Shohei Ohtani. Bow in reverence to perhaps the greatest baseball player ever, but certainly the best player in the league right now, and someone who I'm just so glad and so happy got out of that crap hole in Anaheim and went to a real team and could showcase his skills and abilities on a big stage. I was watching Shohei Ohtani, and what I kept thinking about was two things. Number one, I wish Mike Trout had done this. I wish Mike Trout had gone to a real team. And number two, imagine if Shohei Ohtani played in the steroid era. Oh, would that have been awesome? Imagine him in the steroid era. I can't even do it, really, but that would have been sick. All right, Ohtani, a lot of notable dongs. Let's get to another guy who hit some notable dongs. That would be Vlad Guerrero. Vlad Guerrero hit the first Grand Slam in Blue Jays postseason history. That came in Game 2 of the ALDS against the Yankees. He also hit a go-ahead 2-run dong off of Shohei Ohtani in Game 4 of the World Series, leading to one of the great sports photographs that I've seen, certainly in baseball in the last few years, both of them looking at that home run. It was at that. There's a lot of moments where I thought the Blue Jays were going to win the World Series. That was certainly one of them. Ohtani, looking back at that blast from Vlad Guerrero, was right up there. How about Addison Barger? Hit the first pinch-hit Grand Slam in World Series history in Game 1 of the World Series. So congratulations to him. How about Freddie Freeman?
Gibby! Meet Freddie!
Freddie Freeman hit a walk-off dong in the 18th inning of Game 3. Max Muncy did it 7 years ago. In this one, it was Freddie Freeman, and it was spectacular. I didn't catch it. I fell asleep. But an awesome game and an awesome ending. How about Miguel Rojas? Tied Game 7 with a solo home run in the bottom of the 9th inning, which was the most unlikely dong on this list by far. Miguel Rojas, very light-hitting guy. And really, part of what makes baseball great is that a guy like that, that no one was expecting to do anything, can come up with the biggest. Well, I mean, that was it. That was the biggest home run. That's what tied it. That's what got this thing to extra innings. And it was in the 9th inning off the closer. It was tremendous. How about Will Smith?
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I will. That was the funniest part of that. It was after he slapped him, Will Smith goes up, he slaps Chris Rock, storms back to his seat, screams, "Keep my wife's," and Chris Rock goes, "I will." I thought that was the funniest part by far. I will. Okay, good. Then I guess we're in agreement. Will Smith hit a game-winning dong in the 11th inning of Game 7. And I know I just said that Miguel Rojas was the most important one. That was the game winner, but they don't even get there without Rojas. And Will Smith had some pretty rough at-bats, certainly in that 18-inning game. I remember he came up pretty small in that one, as did Mookie Betts, who's not on this list, by the way. Mookie, a 4-time World Series champion, but nothing compared to Will Smith. But not just this Will Smith, but a combination of both Will Smith, the guy in the Dodgers, and the pitcher Will Smith have won World Series rings for the past 5 World Series, which I think has got to be a record. How about George Springer? George Springer hit a go-ahead 3-run Springer dinger in the 7th inning of Game 7 of the ALCS to beat the Seattle Mariners. George Springer, I thought, was going to be the difference in the World Series. What a tremendous showing by him, a guy who's not a young player. He's not in his real prime anymore, I would say. He's in his 30s, but he is really swinging that bat well, a huge pickup for that Blue Jays team, and a big part of the reason they made it as far as they did. So there you go. Those are your notable dongs from the playoffs. And with that, it's time for some totals.
And they could still nail 2 guys at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Wiggy. In the playoffs this year, I did the math, I watched every inning, examined every box score, and can tell you that 113 dongs were struck in the playoffs. That's a lot of dongs. Want to know some things about the number 113? Well, you're in luck, folks, because that's what we do here on the Dong Report. 113 is a prime number. It's the 30th prime number in the sequence starting from 1. 113 is the atomic number of the synthetic chemical element nihonium with the symbol NH. Shout out to our friends in New Hampshire. That's a radioactive metal with a very short half-life. In Pixar films, A113 is an inside joke Easter egg used in many of their films, referencing a classroom number at the California Institute of Arts, where many animators studied. So if you ever see A113 in a Pixar movie, that's what that's a reference to. 113 is an emergency number like 911 in the United States in the following countries: Barbados, Bhutan, Indonesia, Italy, Luxembourg, San Marino, Syria, and Vatican City. And in the Bible, the Hebrew word for false appears 113 times in the Old Testament. And that word is sheker, S-H-E-Q-E-R, sheker, I don't know how to say it. Apologies to my Hebrew listeners out there, I don't know.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
And that, of course, takes us to the most important part, and that is players in Major League Baseball who have hit exactly 113 career dongs.
Hey, guys, when that defining moment comes a-knocking, your boots should be rocking. You know what I'm talking about?
Hell yeah. Retired, there's one active player with 113 dongs, and that would be Angels outfielder Taylor Ward, who had 36 dongs this year. I feel like we didn't ever bring him up on the dong report. He was out in the Anaheim, you know, so you didn't really hear much about him. Taylor Ward was a dong machine this year. So props to him. Good for you, Taylor Ward, and your 36 dongs and your 113 career dongs. That puts you on a very distinguished list with the following players in chronological order. David Freese, a corner infielder. You remember him on those St. Louis Cardinals teams. Was he the one that had the Lisfranc surgery, or was that Alan Craig? I think that was Alan Craig. But I remember Craig and Freeze. They were guys you had to worry about on either end of that infield there. David Freeze played for the Cardinals, Angels, Pirates, and Dodgers between 2009 and 2019. 113 home runs is the exact amount of home runs hit by Rafael Furcal, shortstop for the Braves from 2000 to 2014. Fernando Tatis, not Junior, but his dad, who was a third baseman, left fielder, and first baseman with the Cardinals, Mets, Expos, Rangers, and Orioles between 1997 and 2010, hit exactly 113 home runs. Here's a name I don't recognize. Maybe some of you the older listeners might. Terry Kennedy, catcher for the Padres, Giants, Cardinals, and Orioles between 1978 and 1991, hit 113 home runs. How about Greg Walker, first baseman for the White Sox and Orioles between 82 and 1990? Thurman Munson, there's a name we all know. Thurman Munson, tragically died in that plane crash. Catcher for the Yankees from 69 to 79, 113 career home runs, probably would have hit some more. Chuck Hinton, don't know him. Outfielder, first baseman, and second baseman played between 1961 and 1971 for Cleveland, for the Washington Senators, and the California Angels. Paul Wehner, I barely know her, right fielder, played 20 seasons between 1926 and 1945, played for Pittsburgh, Brooklyn, the Boston Braves, and the New York Yankees. And the last guy on the list, the only other player to hit exactly 113 dongs in his career, that would be Lefty O'Doul, who was both a left fielder and a pitcher, who played between 1919 and 1934 for the Brooklyn Dodgers, the New York Giants, the New York Yankees, the Philadelphia Phillies, and your Boston Red Sox. And with that, here's some more things that maybe you didn't know about Francis Joseph Lefty O'Doul.
That's great.
He spent 11 seasons in Major League Baseball. He's mainly known for his career in the Pacific Coast League. He was born in San Francisco and is still revered there very much. After his career ended, he returned to the PCL, managed the San Francisco Seals from 1935 to 1951. What is considered by many to be his greatest contribution to baseball were the exhibition tours he undertook to Japan, during which he helped with the training Japanese baseball players both before and after World War II, and that contributed to the popularity and success of pro baseball in Japan. For his efforts, Lefty O'Doul became the first American elected to the Japanese Baseball Hall of Fame, and long after his death in 1969, O'Doul remains one of the most popular figures in his hometown of San Francisco. He was elected to the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame in 1981, and the Lefty O'Doul Bridge connects the China Basin and Mission Bay neighborhoods, named in his honor. Also, the gate entrance of Oracle Park adjacent to the bridge was named the Lefty O'Doul Gate by the San Francisco Giants. Here's another thing about Lefty O'Doul. I know a lot of people were talking about Dwight Evans not making the Hall of Fame after being on that last year of eligibility. Other than Shoeless Joe Jackson, Lefty O'Doul has the highest career batting average of any player eligible for the National Baseball Hall of Fame who did not make it in. And furthermore, O'Doul has the highest career OPS of any player eligible for the Hall of Fame who's not there, aside from players that got kept out due to steroids like Barry Bonds, Manny Ramirez, and Mark McGwire. On November 5th, 2021, he was selected to the final ballot for the Baseball Hall of Fame Early Days Committee for consideration in the class of 2022, but he only received 5 of the necessary 12 votes. So after you get Dewey in there, however you do it, I don't think you can now, they got to do something about old Lefty O'Doul. And with that, we have concluded the Dong Report. All the dongs of 2025 are on the books, and we wait now for 2026. I'm not going to read that poem. It's designed to break your heart. It's designed to break your dong as you stare out the window and you wait for the dongs to return. I'm not going to get heavy with you right now. But I will say it was a fun season, and we will be back with the dongs next year, come hell or high water. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into the dongs whenever we were able to do them all throughout this baseball season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.